itty-bitty little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall.
And good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Friday, July the 4th, Independence Day broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on the web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. My name is William Roberts, and today is an Open Lines, Open Minds Friday, and I want to hear from you, the listeners. Your calls at 1-800-313-9443 are welcome. Now, over the past few weeks, I've introduced a whole boatload, a great many ideas of concepts, and I would like today to hear your thoughts, your ideas, comments, feedback, or whatever. So please call in today at 1-800-313-9443 on this Independence Day, and let's talk about this idea of redeveloping our system of government along the lines that we had originally intended. It's been taken a long, long way off of course. Now, in the beginning of this week, I started from a book, Thrust for Freedom. While we're waiting for your calls at 1-800-313-9443, I'm going to go through a few more items. And when we started this book, Thrust for Freedom, as I mentioned when I first introduced it, I believe on Tuesday, this was written by a man named Andrew J. Galambos. G-A-L-A-M-B-O-S, whom I'd never heard of before. The book was just loaned to me by one of the members of our meetup group, and I have found it very, very interesting and useful for many reasons. But for one of the reasons is because of the way that he has laid this book out. He goes through a series of very easy chapters. Actually, this is an edited, this has been edited down, basically a gleaning of his greater writings put into a very small, I think it's a 100-page book that makes for good discussion in the group. It stirs your mind up and makes us ask questions. But what I like most about it is the way that he presents the information. He's a very logical and reasoned type of a person, and he's not all out there in a bunch of emotion land, which sometimes causes more confusion than it is really worth. I'm going to go back to Chapter 2 now. Well, first, I'll just simply say that the first principle that he sets bases his opinion on was property. And he defined property as the individual man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. And again, from freedom, this is chapter two, he defines freedom in this way. Freedom is the societal condition that exists when every individual has full, i.e. 100% control over his own property. Now I'm just going to read what his commentary is on this. In this definition of freedom, no one's views can be used to dominate or to rule over others. Everyone can rule himself, but not others. This is so because no one has any control over the property of another without the owner's voluntary consent. Now if you were to go back and read in the Anti-Federalist Papers, this idea of enforcing our consent to before any liberties could be infringed was fundamental. Here in the Federalist Papers, or the Anti-Federalist Papers, there's a little note. Rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness were not to be submitted to a vote or to depend on the outcome of elections. That is, not even the consent of the governed could legitimately abridge them. So this idea of consent is very important. Voluntary compliance is one thing, but the consent of a governed is entirely different. Stay with us. We'll go into this break. We'll come back after 3 minutes and continue with your calls, comments, and questions.
There we go. Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com or order by phone. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. Call now.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
For those stations that may just be joining us after the top of the hour break, this has become Vocal Local. Today is a live broadcast. My name is William Roberts, and it's an open lines, open mind broadcast. You're welcome to call in at 1-800-313-9443. And before the break, I read Andrew Galambos' definition once again of freedom, and we'll continue looking at his analysis. But again, the definition is freedom is the societal condition that exists when every individual has full, i.e. 100% control of his over his own property. So the idea then of this is it follows that no one else has any control over the your property, just as you have no control over theirs. And if we remember that when he defined property in the first principle, he says that the first derivatives of man's life are his thoughts and ideas, and thoughts and ideas are defined by Galambos as capital P primary, capital P property. So no one has any control over the thoughts and ideas of others in this definition of freedom, nor we have control of their thoughts either. So freedom then, this necessarily follows from the definition of freedom, because were someone's property controlled to any extent by another, then he could no longer be 100% in control over his own property, and the original definition would stand contradicted. Thus, in a free society, anyone may do anything that he pleases with no exceptions, so long as his actions affect only his own property, his thoughts, his physical property, etc. He may do nothing which affects the property of another without obtaining consent of its owner. In freedom, therefore, aggressive coercion of any kind by any one individual or group of individuals or organizations over another is totally outside the scope of proper activity. This is because aggressive coercion always has the effect of seizure, destruction, regulation, or unsanctioned use of the property of another. This converts the property into plunder and contradicts freedom. He stands for freedom, then, who respects the property absolutely and works for the establishment of a society in which all property is fully under the control of its owner. If you want freedom, respect the property of all. Property protection produces true freedom. So this is very fundamental in all aspects of our life, and certainly those of us that are involved with the FARSALSWEF chapter of the Ozark Property Rights Congress and the Property Rights Congress in general are very tuned into this concept of property and understand that our most important property are us. It starts with me, and my property then radiates out around from that center, that epicenter. Now, capitalism is in Chapter 3. He defines capitalism this way. Capitalism is that societal structure whose mechanism is capable of protecting all forms of private property completely. By comparing this functional definition of capitalism with the definition of freedom, it is seen that a successful application of capitalism produces the freedom of a society. The solution to the problem of creating freedom is to discover the proper means of creating a capitalist society. In freedom, everyone's property is sacrosanct, and capitalism is the guarantor of this. Therefore, in capitalism, not under capitalism, everyone is a capitalist capable of generating capital, and no one can be exploited. The concept of total capitalism, as defined above, is more than an economic system. It is a way of life which is both moral and practical, as no other system can be, and one of its characteristics is a free enterprise economy. If you want freedom, protect property by promoting total capitalism. Capitalism builds freedom. The freedom you build will be your own. I think these words are very interesting, and they certainly line up quite well with both the concepts expressed in the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers, and in our founding documents. And I was very pleased to get that book, and I hope you enjoy hearing a little bit from Mr. Galambos. I'll try diligently to get copies of this book so that we can make them available to you. They're currently out of print, but I'm trying to arrange for a private printing. Now, I'm going to go back to a book. Well, I guess for this audience, this is brand new. And by the way, folks, it's open lines, open mind Friday. So if you'd like to call in, I'd sure like to hear from you today. I know we have lots of listeners out there. It's 1-800-313-9443. I'm going to go to a book now that was written by a man named Eli Halevi. It's called The Growth of Philosophical Radicalism. And philosophical radicalism, okay, philosophical radicalism was introduced in the 17th and 18th centuries in England, which then became the American Revolution, the philosophical radicalism that brought us out from underneath the control of the king and got us along this line of establishing a free society. We do have a caller. I didn't catch the name, but let's go ahead and bring up our caller. And who's on the line today?
Don from Ohio.
Hello, Don from Ohio. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I wanted to bring up 2 points here. First is the rebate checks.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, I have this feeling that when Building 7 went down, because there's an IRS conglomerate in Building 7, when that went down, I think they lost some of the records, and they're basically just trying to get information back from the people that, you know, they lost records possibly on. You know, it'd be one way for them to find out real quick, you know, what records they lost in Building 7.
That's not a bad concept, Don. The one thing that, I think all rebates are just, you know, that this the whole thing is a socialist program that I would just object to on its face. But there's, a sinister motive involved in this, too. Remember, the rebate was only available for people who had filed a tax return, And we know that in the United States of America, all across in all of our several states, a large number of people have stopped putting in any kind of a tax return. And so by offering an incentive like this, a dollar-denominated incentive, it may be kind of a way to start a cycle of entrapment or to find out who's out there in the greater audience that haven't responded with tax returns in the past but would respond with one for a $600 check.
Right. Second thought was about Independence Day. Besides, appreciating, what the forefathers did for this, besides appreciating what the forefathers did for our country, we also need to give praise to the new generation of freedom fighters and people that fight for liberty, like Ron Paul, Charles Key, Judge Napolitano, the guy from Montana said that the oil is theirs, and feds keep their hands off and stuff like that. We need to keep them in our hopes and prayers and stuff like that. And that's basically what I want to say today.
Well, before you go, Don, as I started out this broadcast, I think earlier in the week or perhaps in the middle of last, when I was talking about the difference, understanding the difference between the War of Independence and the American Revolution. The American Revolution continues on and on. The War of Independence had a day of beginning, the shots fired, and then the day of ending, the surrender, Cornwallis. So we had it from Lexington to Cornwallis. We can chart it out. But the American Revolution doesn't end, and I agree with you completely. I think every generation has produced and will continue to produce those people that will be remembered in the future. As we look back at those who have created and have maintained and have worked diligently and sacrificed to keep this experiment in self-government going.
Yep, I agree wholeheartedly.
All right. Well, great. Thanks for calling, Don.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Now, folks, I'm going to go back to this book now. I had it open here in front of me. And this is the writing of Thomas Paine in this book, this concept of philosophical radicalism. It transformed the thinking of most of the Western world, and many of the people that wrote and expressed themselves at that period of time have differing points of view or points of reference that might not be very well understood today, largely because they're so controversial that it was better to kind of sweep them under the carpet and remember figures like George Washington and Benjamin Franklin. But Hutchison and Godwin and Bentham and Mill and others definitely had a lot to do with shaping the minds. I should mention Shaftesbury and Priestley, because our founders were aware of their writings and understood where the world was going in their time. And the documents that were produced, there was a lot of controversy. The Constitution, as you know, didn't just come out of a Cracker Jack's box. These guys worked on it for years, and they produced a document, and they proceeded forward with it. And we live with, well, we don't really live under it today. We don't even live by it today. But you might think, put it in the same contents of this idea of the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. There was a lot of action happening below the radar, so to speak, founders got ready to spring their plan for independence from England. But listen to the words of Thomas Paine here. He's one of my favorite men. In Europe, he's known as the father of republicanism. But here, this is something that comes off of his pen that hopefully will give us an understanding of the times that he was living in and the way that he was viewing government at the time that they were starting to reject the monarch and the established church. Here it goes. For government, Paine writes, whoops, we're right up against the break. If I had a better clock, I'd know that. We'll have to catch that quotation right after this break. Your calls are welcome at 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
And we're back, folks. As we're going into the break, I had just started a started into reading a quote from Thomas Paine, again from the book Philosophical Radicalism. It was written by a man named Eli Halevi, the grandson of a Jewish cantor in the Paris synagogue, who was one of the followers of Claude Henri de Rouvroy Saint-Simon, who was the founder, basically, of French socialism, and was the mentor of Auguste Comte, who changed French socialism into an opposition, which is known as positivism. But here we are back with this Thomas Paine quote, and I'll begin. Thus, and then I'm just quoting from the book, and when we get to what Paine says, I'll let you know. Thus, with Paine, the democratic philosophy returns to the philosophical tradition of Hume, of course that would be David Hume, and Adam Smith. And for those of you that don't know, he wrote a long piece known as The Wealth of Nations. That is to say, continuing here, that is to say, of the philosophy of utility. Now, the philosophy of utility became the utilitarians under Jeremy Bentham and James Mill and others and John Stuart Mill. Quoting now, instances are not wanting, close quote, wrote Paine, quote, to show that everything which government can usefully add thereto has been performed by the common consent of society without government. Close quote. We have already come across this tendency to separate the two concepts in Hume and in Adam Smith and in Priestley. Priestley is a very important philosopher to understand. He had quite an influence on the minds of Paine and Thomas Jefferson, and Benjamin Franklin, among others. So here's Priestley. We have the We have seen how Thomas Paine, from the time of the American Revolution, drew revolutionary consequences from it. He now developed this thesis with fresh energy. This is the quote. The abolition of all regular government, far from necessarily resulting in the dissolution of society, should, according to Paine, act in the opposite way and strengthen the social bond. And so, when I'm talking about reevaluating the two-party system and looking at it critically and looking at it fresh, the founders came with their English baggage, if you will. They had the Tories and the Whigs, the Toreads, those that supported monarchy and the established church, and the Whigs who were, for them, their time, this beginning kernel of philosophical radicalism. So we had both going on at the same time. And as I read yesterday from the Federalist Papers, Madison considered them to be factions and parties, but they were not political parties. They were just the ideas of man, and men would stand on either side of a picket, let's say, and some would advocate the continuance of the monarchy, and others would say, abolish it, set the colonies free. So, continuing here with a quote, "For governments are military in their origin," wrote Thomas Paine, "and in the spirit of their institutions. Founded by robbers and bandits, by conquerors and usurpers, born of war, they are organized for war and live by war." Why is the origin of all existing governments wrapped in a deep obscurity? It is because it is to the interest of governments to conceal the antisocial nature of their origin. They know it is to their direct interest to perpetuate national prejudices and national hatreds, to prevent the people from understanding that their interests are in reality one. Such is the philosophy of war as opposed to the philosophy of commerce. War is the faro table of governments and nations the dupes of the game. Why are governments so costly? It is because in order to justify their existence, they have to make war, and war is costly. It is also because they transport, even into the interior of the countries which they govern, the system of rapine, which they have become accustomed to practice against the enemy. Now, they make war in order to find pretexts for increasing the mass of taxes. Government is the art of conquering at home, wrote Thomas Paine. And so we can then start to understand a little bit more about this idea of continuing war and continuing the concept of emergency. Emergency. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. And so we have all of the powers given to the president to overcome this great emergency and the emergency management system and the federal emergency management system and the Department of Homeland Security and the Central Intelligence Agency, and on and on and on. But I don't believe that it needs to be that way. But until we break the back of this two-party system that is strangling us to death with this war and rumors of war, we may never get back to understand that from the, on the people of the planet, our interests are, in reality, one. And so I think that is worth keeping in mind today, and as we go through this weekend, that with all the fireworks, which is a remembrance of war, none of which are made in the United States, by the way, they're made by the Chinese, that we have these ideas of freedom and capitalism and property that made our nation unique in the list of nations on this planet. And at the time, we set the standard for that. And the republicanism and the freedom that was started here in the American Revolution and in our war for independence spread to France and Germany and Sweden and other places all over Europe. And we need to remember that. We're the example, and they're looking at us, and they're looking at us now. Let us be the example again. We'll return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, 1 in 2 men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called beta prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try beta prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking beta prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of beta prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. Call now.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Hey, and we're back here, folks, on Become Vocal Local. I'd like to change the pace just a little bit here. Like I've stated in the beginning, I'm really kind of big on private property. My property and your property, and honor that. Over the week, this entire week, my neighbors don't quite hold the same idea of property that I do. For 14 years, I lived in a little log cabin on a 40-acre piece of bottom land in the Hollers, the Ozark Mountains, and so neighbors were not really an issue. In fact, I was very rarely ever visited, and because I was involved in a deep research project, if you will, I rarely ever went out. You could consider me to be kind of a secluded fellow, a recluse or monastic in a lifestyle. But anyway, I had to move under circumstances that I would not have ordinarily chosen last year. And thank you. And so I find myself living in a kind of a mixed neighborhood now, a small community in a small town. And all the neighbors within a gunshot of me basically have been doing fireworks continuously all day and all night, all day and all night. And so even though it's a wonderful thing to be able to celebrate like that, I think that they have overlooked the possibility that that noise might bother other people. Now, I'm not going to do anything about it, all right, because the long-held belief of celebrations and things like that, I would be trying to go up against all of their education, all of the media, all of the advertising and the promotion that they've experienced throughout their whole life. But if they stop for a moment and realized that our property, our thoughts and our ideas and this idea of freedom, 100% control over our lives and no control over the other people's lives, perhaps they would think that maybe a better place to shoot off the fireworks would be someplace away from a large congregation or a large settlement. But then again, if you go down that road too far, you can easily walk into coming up with a set of establishing a homeowners association in a subdivision, and then you really open a can of worms. So sometimes you just kind of have to suck it up and accept that not everything that happens around you is going to flow down your stream, but we need to extend to the others the opportunity to enjoy their holidays as well. Now, we do have a caller. Caller, come on up. Who do we have on the line now?
It's Alan in Texas.
And say your name again, Alan. Is it Alan?
Alan in Texas.
Hey, Alan, great. Nice to have you call in today.
You know, you're talking about property.
Mm-hmm.
And really and truly, without private property, or I call it private land,
yes,
you really don't have any freedom.
Correct.
And I don't know about up in Arkansas. I know about in other states, and I know about Texas. These water conservation districts are another way of taking away property rights from the owner. I don't know. Have you all looked into that much?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And if you were to step, you can, well, we'll stay right with that right now. And understand the concept of both regionalism and pluralism as it applies to that. If you have, let me step back one layer beyond that, and let's think about watersheds. Okay? Alan?
Well, I'm not talking about so much about watersheds. I'm talking about private wells.
Exactly. But step back.
And without water, there've been range wars in this country since the beginning over water.
Absolutely.
But these guys through Agenda 21 are actually, it takes a bit of study. We've been fighting this group down here, and it's tough to fight. It's tough to get anybody to participate.
Yes.
But the bottom line is if you go along with these people, they can even prevent you from selling your property.
Exactly.
If you have a place in the country where no public water supply is available,
uh-huh,
and you have a well, and this outfit decides, a group of non-elected bureaucrats appointed by the county commissioners, can sit there and say, hey, you can't use your water.
That's right.
And they can refuse to give whoever you sell your property to a permit, quote-unquote, to use the water that you drilled for and you're paying maintenance on and you're paying the electricity to pump it out of your system, out of your well.
Correct.
And without that water on your property, your property's not worth much.
It's almost worth less, isn't it?
Well, I mean, if you've invested and built a house and some barns and things like that, no longer have water, that's all for nothing.
It's all gone, isn't it?
And they do it very cunningly, and the language in their legislation that they get passed through the state legislators is very convoluted. They talk about things like your well is exempt, or it's grandfathered, and all these things. You look into all that; it means absolutely nothing.
Nope.
And they require you to register your well, and you sign a sworn statement. Well, when you do that, you give up the rights to your property. You give up the rights to no trespassing. You give up the rights to controlling your own water.
Exactly.
And right here in the state of Texas, they're requiring, you can go on the web and look it up, but right here in the state of Texas, they're requiring meters. And they say, don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about it because if your well is incapable of producing, they say, if you've got a well that doesn't produce more than 25,000 gallons of water a day, well, don't worry about it. Well, that's a lot of water. But divide that and figure out what the GPM, gallons per minute, is. And that gets down to a well that's pumping 17 gallons a minute, or a little more. And most one-horsepower wells will pump more than that.
Okay. Alan, if we step back, like I suggested, if we step back and look at the United Nations agenda, if you will, Agenda 21, if you step back and look at it and we think about watersheds and we go all the way up to the highest point of land anywhere near you and all the way up to the highest point of land, let's say from the east to the west, and we develop this entire drainage basin, which becomes a watershed, which then feeds the aquifer that you may be tapping into. The idea is to so control the watersheds that they dictate who can use any of the water in there. But, of course, as we know, in the country, even in towns, he who controls the water controls the land. And much of what was discussed in the books that were written by Wayne Hage, much of the discussions that come from the Paragon Foundation and G.B. Oliver and their group, much of this has to do with wresting control, federal control, taking back control of the water so that they can regulate the land. A stockman cannot afford, or cannot possibly run a herd of beef on land where there's no water. The cattle need to get some place to drink. They can go a long ways. It can take them a couple of days to walk there, and then they'll walk back to grass, and then they'll walk back to water. But when you start taking away the water, you control the land, absolutely. And so this idea of well metering and on well monitoring, coming onto your property to test your water, to test your wells and all that, we defeated that here in Missouri. And so there's some model legislation you might be able to look at there. But if you're facing that right now where you are, you know, you're going to need to develop really strong opposition against it, because if they're successful, and it sounds like they're making great strides in this, they will basically regulate you off the land. They do not need to use eminent domain. They just take away your water, and then you would have to go home.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the big, and as I see it, and I've done a lot of studying on it, there's a small group of us that try to organize some local opposition to this, and they violate the Open Meetings Act of the state of Texas. They violate their own rules. They don't care. And then they make some statement to the people. We had about 45 people at one of these meetings.
That's a good turnout.
And they says, hey, it doesn't apply to you. And everybody says, oh, great. If you went home, that was the end of it. And so it's very difficult to get anything done without, we went to the county commissioners, they won't do anything. And, you know, the big thing is the registration of the well.
Hold on a minute, Alan. You went to the county commissioners and they won't do anything. How many times did you go and how many people went with you?
There's about four of us that went. We went once, and their attitude was this. Are they putting wells, meters on the wells now? No, not to our knowledge. Well, we won't worry about it until we do.
Well, this is a problem that we're all facing. We have basically initiatives that have been signed on to, on a national level that came from the United Nations directions. And where we acquiesce and we sit back, let's say, you're faced with a different problem. Maybe you've got a planning commission coming in, and the planning commission will get, like the camel, the proverbial nose under the tent. The planning commission might come into your area and say, oh, well, this isn't going to apply to those of you out there in the rural areas. We'll just have planning and zoning in and around the towns. You people don't have to worry about it. But what happens with that, Alan, is once they've come in like that, unless you get it in writing, unless you have something, a contract basically established, it's just a matter of time before that planning commission, that unelected board, that unelected body, I like to call them Soviet councils, until that Soviet council decides, well, we'll just change our mind. I know we said that in the past, but look, times are changing. We live in an ever-changing world. It's interdependent, blah, blah, blah. And so then they just change. So where you're sitting there right now, and you've got four people that have gone into the commissioners, I would strongly recommend that you become vocal local and become diligent. One trip, four guys, that's not enough. You basically need to camp on those people and then get involved with the local newspaper. Write letters to the editor. You could have signs.
Local newspapers tied in with the rest of them.
Of course, but you can generally
get... The reason it got sold was because of the local newspaper.
Okay. Well, again, the letters to the editor, if you can get them published. If you can't, then there's flyers. You know, we learned in the Ron Paul campaign how inexpensive it was to have yard signs made up. You could put make up a little sign.
We've done that.
Did you? How did that go? Did people put the signs up on their property?
They went to the meeting once. First off, they have the meeting so that they're really not. They have the meeting so they're really not available to meet. They're at a time when most people can't go to the meetings.
Oh, do they have their meetings in the middle of the day?
Absolutely.
Yes, we have the same problem around here. We're trying to change that.
Based on, guess what? Based on the Texas Water Board, Water Code 36, they don't even have to have the meeting in the area where they have control. For instance, down in Houston, they could have the meeting in El Paso, and that would be okay.
That would be okay because it would constitute as a public notice or public meeting.
Well, maybe we've gotten around that one. If it's not in the rules these rules, but the big point I can see is that they want you to register your will.
Yes.
And when you register your will, you agree to all of these things.
Well, you now have a new landlord, don't you?
Well, the problem is, the problem is getting people interested. They don't want to believe that this is happening. And, real frustrating.
I would suggest.
But I didn't know whether anybody else knew about these things. These people run around their stealth. You really don't know what's going around, but they really have to have a referendum, and then they'll say, hey, we're going to control the guys with the big wells, where they're lowering the water table. They don't control any of those guys. They want to, the small family-owned home represents somewhere around 20% of the number of wells sunk.
Okay.
The rest of them are for municipalities and for irrigation.
Right.
But they want to control that 10 or 20%. They don't control the big guys.
Well, you see, part of the problem is that you can't make any money. The government can't make any money on natural resources unless they control the distribution of it. So they feel they need to stand into the process, and by coming in and metering your well or locating your well, they can make you pay for something that you would not ordinarily have to pay. And so it's a system of taxation.
It's much worse than that.
Correct.
In Texas Water Code 36, it sets up a board to issue bonds and to borrow money in the name of the water board.
Okay.
Using their revenue on charging you permit fees on your private wells.
Exactly.
Okay. Now then, it's also very interesting is let's say this board goes out and makes a bunch of loans and can't pay them. Chapter 36 of the Texas Water Code says that a judge can order the board to levy a tax to pay that off. Now, I always thought the legislature was the one that's supposed to levy a tax. This gives power to a judge to levy taxes.
Well, the power came through the legislature, and this is one of the real wicked gotchas in this. But, I don't know whether you're familiar with the Paragon Foundation or not, are you?
Yes, I am. I talked to them a couple of times about this, but I never could get anybody to return my call.
Okay. Well, that is something that I would try again. G.B. Oliver usually is got
talked,
a pretty good...
I've talked to her. She's real nice. Like I say, I've talked to her several times, and I'm not a member.
Mm-hmm.
I'm spending what little money I have to run a micro and hand out some leaflets and that sort of thing. So.
Well, here's another aspect of this, Alan, that's so important for everybody to understand. Is it's not just happening in your county, it's not just happening where you are, it's happening everywhere, but when it does come into a county, when it does come into someone's area, it is always exclaimed as a surprise, as if it was only happening here. They never give you the overall picture. That just simply says that what we're doing is we're moving towards the implementation of Agenda 21. What we're going to do is we're going to control all of the watersheds and the viewsheds in the nation. As we go into this implementation program, you've got a real fight going. I would encourage you to build as large a group as you can. get as many people to come out. I know that here in southwest Missouri, we have people who are intimately involved with the stock business that raise cattle and sheep and other animals, and they have formed groups where they go have public meetings, large ones, draw large crowds to block the implementation of NAIS. Ray Cuneo, Russell Woods, and others at the Ozark Property Congress have been successful in getting a piece of legislation, Doreen Hans as well, passed. It's not the one that we wanted, but it's certainly a piece of legislation, and I think, and I encourage you, Alan, to do diligence and keep trying. Don't stop, because if you stop, all the water goes back to the bottom of your well, and you don't have a primer. Thanks for the call, Alan. We're going to go into this break, folks, and when we come back, your calls will be welcome here on Become Vocal Local.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
We're back, folks, right here on Become Vocal Local, and I would say to Alan and everyone else, get busy quickly. Begin forming your local precinct groups. Bundle those groups together into a countywide group. You might consider your countywide group to be a property rights congress or some similar terminology. But if you wait, like Alan, you'll find that you're by yourself at a time when we can't afford to be by ourselves, and there's absolutely no power in the one. It's only the powerful when you have people, more people together. You join and bundle together individuals and go and present your causes, and I think you'll find that it's far more successful, and you'll have a lot more satisfaction in it because you're not in it by yourself. Let's bring up Mary Ann. Mary Ann, questions and comments?
Yeah, I'm calling from Illinois.
Okay.
The first time I heard you. But would you have more information on the water rights from Southwest Missouri?
Yes. Yes, the answer is. And it's also available on the Internet. You can go to the legislature for Missouri and type in the search code. And if you can leave your name with our producer, Carrie, and give me your number, I can find out from some of my friends just exactly. I may even have that in one of my files because it was quite an issue for us. But we were able to defeat that here in Missouri.
Yeah. Everything is a fight, right?
It's always a fight, Marianne.
Yeah.
It's going to always be a fight. And until we get to the point where we realize that we have two-party system that is got a stranglelock on our government.
It's not a two-party. Excuse me, it's not a two-party. It's one.
Exactly. I'm just being facetious. It's Socialist Party A and Socialist Party B, and they're both dedicated to the destruction of individualism and everything that the United States of America was founded upon. So we need to focus our attention there because they're the ones then that in Congress assembled can up and down, right, you know, vote up and vote out all of this kind of legislation. I would like to see, and I don't know whether you would share with me on this, I'd like to see a few sessions of Congress where all they did was repeal legislation as opposed to passing more laws. How about that?
That's absolutely true. I'm going to leave you with something funny, but we used to have a broadcast, just local or something, but he always said it's like it's like bologna, a little sliced at a time, and then it's lost.
That is our freedom. It's going away one slice at a time. I like to say that we're dying a death of 1,000 cuts, and that would be a very big piece of bologna, but 1,000 cuts, and it's all gone, isn't it?
It's just about there.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Marianne. Thank you for calling. And we do have much work to do, and we have very little time, and I would implore you to give some thought to this idea of becoming vocal local and getting started right where you are, forming a precinct group. Now, back in England, the parishes of Westminster, et cetera, they had vestries, and little parishes, and the people would come together just as in the cities of antiquity, and they would discuss politics in mixed with their religion, and they would have an administrative body that worked over the parish as well. And so they were kind of a self-regulating, small group, tight-knit people who understood each other's concerns and their needs, their wants and their desires, and respected each other in their parish. And that's something that we could reinstitute again today, and I think it's absolutely pertinent and timely, and would encourage you to consider it. Now, I can hear the music coming up. I'll just remind the listeners that you've been listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. And I encourage you to become vocal local. Take action right where you are. Begin today. Never stop. My name is William Roberts. I thank you for listening. And until the next time, good afternoon.
Men, are you urinating?